is a Process of Decisions podcast. This is Trent Thomas, your recovery peer support specialist. Tonight's episode is entitled Needs and Wants in Recovery. A need can best be described as that which is prescribed for life. By definition, the body needs food and water for life. However, what we eat can quickly fall into the want category. A well-cooked steak as opposed to a turnip or cucumber. Both are considered food. Either one are desirable to different individuals who have different tastes. Needs could be linked to fulfilling basic requirements of life. Wants would involve satisfying a mindset of fulfilling desire or ego. Status symbols come to mind when addressing wants. Wants can reflect a desire to hold a particular position in your community, such as a luxury car, a mansion, or designer luggage. These things fall well outside the realm of needs. A good running car would satisfy a need for transportation. A new luxury vehicle enhances a sense for prestige and how the community views you in regards to what you possess. Your possessions will draw attention to your choices and the decisions you make with regards to how you spend your money. For a wealthy person, the purchase of a luxury car is within their framework of existence. For a person who doesn't possess the necessary wealth to purchase a luxury vehicle, but rather buys out of extended credit and high interest loans, demonstrates a lack of proper rational financial planning and thus is making a poor decision. Bad decisions are met with consequences, and good or prudent decisions are responded with rewards and less consequences. Consequences include material that is revealed as a result of life's eventual hills and valleys. A sudden illness or loss of a job or a crashing of a financial wellspring could undermine one's entire financial platform and cause severe consequences due to making poorly timed purchases of luxury goods using credit or high interest loans. Proper evaluation of what can happen is prudent in making necessary decisions of a want versus a need. Greed is another factor of deciding wants and needs. Acquiring more of the same or addition of goods, regardless of the financial cost or risk, places one in a difficult position with possible devastating effects or complications. Evaluating wants with needs is essential in recovery, as unnecessary stress or unmanageable consequences can put your recovery in jeopardy. A sudden crash due to being unprepared for repercussions of poor decisions can place the false narrative of needing a drink or a drug to deal with the onslaught of financial pressure and problems. The first need of recovery is to recover. Recovery is a selfish proposal. You must help yourself before you can help anyone else. The key in ascertaining needs and wants is to measure your needs and wants by your mission to help someone other than yourself. As we make decisions to help others, we then incorporate our needs into how we use these needs to help others. No plan will be successful if it doesn't help someone other than ourselves. The fact that when we help others, we are in fact helping ourselves cannot be stated enough. The simple act of helping others reinforces our reminder that we suffer from the disease of addiction and are in need of help ourselves. So as we extend our hand of service to others, we create a fist of support for ourselves. In ascertaining our needs, we must serve our need for recovery. We have a need to first treat our disease of addiction. This requires a daily requirement to first understand we suffer from a disease that has no cure and requires constant and perpetual attention. Meaning Makers Make It is a slogan rooted in fact, a fact that participating in the ritual of truth sharing serves you in what you receive as well as what you give. This give and take bears well in treating the cunning and baffling disease of addiction. Service work as well is instrumental in conquering the distribution of needs and wants. With the disease of addiction, we should want all our needs to be met and not need to satisfy our wants. This is Trent Thomas on Recovery is a Process of Decisions podcast. Please leave your inspiring comments at transnetrecover.com/podcast. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, #TransnetRecover. Thank you.